Morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Are you awake? I tell you, what a blessing it is to be anywhere this morning. Just to be able to wake up and be in God's house is a great blessing. You know, 2014, where did that sucker go? Man, did it go by fast for y'all as it did for me? Man, it just seemed like it just zipped. Once it hit January, it just went into some kind of stealth mode and just whoosh, and then it was gone. I tell you, it's just unbelievable how fast the year has gone. And here we are in 2015 starting off. You know, the title of the message this morning that God gave me is, Are You a Participant or Are You an Observer? Does anybody know what a participant is? What does that mean to you? To me, that's a person that actually is doing something. They're actually involved. It's either in an event or something, but they're actually got their hands going and they're doing something. An observer is someone that watches everything. They watch what's going on. They're not really doing anything. They're there. They happen. They're right there with you, but they're watching. In Matthew 9, let's look at this verse. In Matthew 9, everybody turn to this, because this is Jesus talking here. Matthew 9:37 through 38. Matthew 9:37 through 38. This is Jesus' words, and Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into the field." Now, when Jesus is talking about harvest here, he's not talking about crops. He's not talking about vegetables. He's talking about people. He's talking about all the people in the world. The harvest that people are ready. They're ready. All the folks that he's talking about, we can narrow it down to the folks here in Robinson County, Falls County, Limestone County. These folks are ready. They're ready. They are ready for the harvest. You know, and these folks here in these counties are our responsibility. You know, we say we have missionaries that go out and talk to people and lead them to Christ all over the world. But right here, we are the missionaries for these counties. All the folks that are out there that are sitting at home this morning watching TV, getting ready for the football game to come on today, or out there working cows or even working on a job somewhere, those folks we're responsible for. But you know, there's so few of us here at Common Ground to be able to reach everyone, but that shouldn't stop us from trying. Most of y'all that work on ranches and stuff like that, you know what it's like trying to get a hand to help you with something. How hard is it, guys? Think about it. Most of the time you have to rely on your family or super close friends to give you a hand. Nobody else, even the guys that you pay, half the time don't show up. And when they do, they're late. Half the job is done. Am I wrong? Think about it. No matter what you do in business today, it's hard to find good workers. Workers are few and far between, especially in God's work. I know that y'all understand what I'm talking about. Have you ever hired someone and he or she just sit there and watched you work? Think about it. Sit there and watched you work and talked to you and visited with you and fellowship with you all the time, never picking up anything or sharing the load. Just there to visit. This person is an observer, y'all. This person is an observer. They are not a participant. They sit and watch others work. All the time enjoying all the parts of the church. Don't get me wrong, every church has got observers in it. This church is not. I kind of feel like I'm talking to the choir here. I'm talking to the band, people that are here all the time. But there's got to be somebody here that God's talking to this morning. No one expects one person to take up the whole job and do it by themselves. It's just a sharing thing. If everybody did just a little bit, if everybody helped just, even if it was just a little bit, it'd make a giant difference to the folks here in these counties out here. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Work hard so you can present yourselves to God and receive His approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth." You know, I've worked with some guys before. Well, I should say I did the work, and they kind of stood there and kind of visited with me. And they were so sorry, they wasn't even ashamed that they didn't do anything. They looked around and go, Oh, you already did it. How many times have you heard that? Oh, you already got it done. And the whole time they just stood there talking. We need to give our maximum effort for God, our best. You know, when I started getting this message together, first I thought, man, Lord, is this a spanking sermon? And He let me know right away, no, this is not to make anybody feel bad. This is an encouraging one. In 2 Peter 1:10 it says, "So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you are really among those God has called and chosen. Do these things and you will never fall away." You know, our salvation doesn't rely on or depend on what we do for God. Has nothing to do with it. But as we try to serve God, as we serve Him, it confirms in our soul that we have been chosen by God. A lot of times people leave the church because they don't get involved. They kind of just watch. They're observers. Folks that actually get involved, they take ownership and they become part of the family. Everybody's got that person in your family that when it comes time to wash dishes or clean off the table, they disappear, right? It's kind of what this message is talking about, an observer. They never really get involved. Folks who get involved as participants, they receive God's blessings. You know, last night, I have dreams, but not like I used to when I was a kid, when I was a young man. But last night I had a dream, and hardly when I have dreams, I never remember what it was about. I just remember I did a lot of dreaming. But this particular night I had a dream about this message. I preached this message. I stood before you last night, and I preached this whole message, and God said, "You know what? You've got down everything that I told you to do, and you've said everything I told you to say, but I've got one more thing I want you to say." And it took a long time in my prayer. It seemed like a long thing, but when I narrowed it down to one thing, God said this. "You know, people don't really need me when things are going good. They forget about me. They don't want to work. They don't really want to do anything. But when you let things go bad, when a war or even a thought of a war crops up, or a tragedy in your family, somebody has an accident, oh, then you're really ready to come and talk to me. You're ready to listen. You're ready to do. We need to start 2015 off differently. There's somebody out there that I don't know who it is that hasn't been doing what they should be, or maybe God has been talking to you and say, you know, you need to get involved. I'd like to see you get involved. Let's start 2015 off like that. Become that person who stands up and says, you know what, I want to help. What can I do for God? If God's talking to you this morning about serving Him, if God has tickled your heart a little bit, don't just sit there and shrug it off. Pray about it and see what you can do for God in 2015. Because He's asking, not me. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You for Your blessings. We just thank You for Your word that You give us this morning. I pray that 2015, Father, would be a blessed year for us at Common Ground, a growing year for us at Common Ground, Lord, that Your church, Your body of believers here at Common Ground, Father, would just rise up, and Father, that You'd be able to say, how blessed is my family there, that they serve me. If anyone here, Father, doesn't know You, I pray before they leave, Father, that they have fellowship with You, that they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that they not leave this place. I thank You for Your many blessings, Father. I just pray that You just bless Common Ground with just a special blessing this year, Father, that without a doubt, when we get to the end of this year, Father, we can look back and say, man, what a year. We were so blessed. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen. I want to thank y'all for being here this morning. If you're visitors, we want to say welcome to Common Ground Cowboy Church. If you're looking for a place to serve God, this is a great church to get involved. Because the church is not this building. Yes, we've got a great building. It's air-conditioned and heated and everything, but the church I'm talking about is the folks that are sitting here. We are the church. And I thank each and every one of y'all for being here this morning. It's just good to see you. After last week, I don't really remember a lot last week. It seemed like 2 weeks since I've been here, because last Sunday I was sick. And I think, and as Wendell would say, probably mentally and physically, but I just don't really remember a whole lot about last Sunday. I just felt so bad. And I know I was here, and I know I preached a sermon, but it just seems like today it's been 2 weeks since I've seen you, so it's just been an extra blessing for me. We're going to have the Lord's Supper now, and if you...